CD 2. Track 3. 1.
Joe, you're late.
I know, Mrs. Atkins, but...
I've got a business to run.
Yes, but...
There are lots of people who'd love to get a job here. Do you want me to sack you?
No, but...
You know what it's like to be on the dole, don't you?
Yes.
And you don't want to be unemployed?
No, Mrs. Atkins.
You wouldn't get much unemployment benefit. So, clock on at the right time.
Yes, Mrs. Atkins.
Why were you late anyway?
Mr. Atkins asked me to wash his car.
Oh.
2.
Hi, Ted. Would you like to come to a party? To celebrate my retirement? Yes, I'm retiring. I can't see myself as a pensioner. Worried I might feel bored. And I'm not sure we can get by on my pension. I'm looking for a part-time job. Maybe a pilot or a stockbroker or a taxi driver? No, just joking. Nothing so stressful. Maybe a shop assistant or a lollipop man. Anyway, can you come? It's next Friday at 9 p.m.
3.
The management have lied to us again and again. Yeah. Our working conditions are terrible. Yeah. We have the lowest wages in the sector, and they always pay us late.
Right. Yeah.
They don't pay us when we're off sick.
No. Yeah.
They're talking about making 50 workers redundant. Oh. When this company has been making huge profits for years. Yeah. It's time to go on strike.
Yeah. 4.
Welcome to your first training session at Feel Good Industries. My name is Barbara, and let me tell you, this is a great company. We've got the best starting salaries in the country, fantastic benefits, 6 weeks paid holiday a year, guaranteed sick pay, free daycare for preschool children.
That's fantastic.
If you work hard, you can get promoted within 6 months.
5.
Could you tell me something about your previous experience?
Well, as you can see in my curriculum vitae, I've had lots of jobs. I've worked as a bus driver, a driving instructor, a factory worker, a cook, a postman, a sales rep. I've never known what I really wanted to do, until now, of course.
So, why do you think you would make a good flight attendant?
I'm good at dealing with people. There was this time when I was on the bus...